Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports.
Welcome to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team. Kevin Wooden, I'll tell you what, nice start for you, 72-67 win over St. Martin's, the 1-0 now in GNAC play, 8-4 overall. Boy, this was just pretty much a tough game throughout, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very competitive game. We knew it would be close, and both teams, I thought, played very well, and overall, just a good win for us. I thought we finished the first half, and that was one of the keys, and then started the second half pretty well, and they execute so well, so you know that they're going to come back at you, and over the last 3 or 4 minutes, they made a run, but I think we were able to just kind of, I think they got it to two, but then Kautzman hit a big shot off of a double team inside from Kayla, who made a nice pass, and we were able to make some free throws down the stretch, so excellent win for us.
Yeah, it was an interesting game from the standpoint, the largest lead by both teams, 9 points for you, which you controlled. Seems like it hung around 9 points for much of the first half, but you guys played so well, particularly with that great surge there at the end of the first half, that it was almost easy to forget that you got down early. By 9 points, just 4 minutes into the game, obviously the girls made their adjustments on the court.
Yeah, they did. They played hard. They were playing early. We just missed a few shots that I thought we should have made, but overall nobody got down, knew they'd start to play better, and we started to shoot the three-pointer well. It took us a while to get used to their double-teaming scheme, bringing a player across, and they do an excellent job with that. They're well-coached, and then we figured it out a little bit better with making an extra pass and got some open looks on the weak side threes, and both Callie and Sarah hit some of those, and I kind of think that ignited our defense, and usually you'd like your defense to start your offense, but we just needed a couple shots to get going, and once we did that, we definitely played better.
One of the real keys for you, too, is coming into the game, one thing I know you were concerned about was their perimeter shooters, and they had a tough night of it, 4 for 9 there in the first half. That's not too bad, but then in the second half, just 1 for 8 for the game, 5 for 17, only 29.4%. You shoot 41% from beyond the arc. That was a big difference in the game, and I know sometimes, when you live and die by the three, sometimes the shots just don't go down, but I thought your perimeter defense was really good. They just didn't get a lot of open looks, I didn't think.
Yeah, our scouting report, it was really interesting with them in that they don't shoot as many threes as us, but yet they're the second ranked in the nation in percentage. So if you overhelp with them and they get a catch-and-shoot situation, there's a very good chance they're going to make that. So I think our coaches, assistant coaches, did a good job of with the game plan there. And in the second half, I thought we were able to shore up our defense a little bit and be a little bit closer on their shots. And whether it was our defense or just it was their turn to miss, I'm not sure, but that was critical in the outcome.
Well, when you talk about the defense, and it was interesting, and I think a lot of this probably happened in the second half. You got 21 points off turnovers, only 7 points for them. Obviously, that was a huge thing for you.
Yeah, our defense ignited definitely throughout the second half. We were able to get some possessions and some extra ones there, and I thought we played well as a team. We were communicating well. We switched up a couple defenses and actually switched some screens too, and overall the players did a real nice job there.
All right. Kevin Wooden, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's basketball team, 1-0 in the Great Northwest Athletic Conference. But, boy, they got a tough road ahead as they head to Alaska to take on Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage this Thursday and Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about the game against St. Martin's and those big games coming up against the Alaska schools on the second part of the Coach's Show.
Cellular Plus, your local Verizon Wireless premium retailer, is a proud sponsor of Yellow Jackets Athletics. Cellular Plus has 31 stores across Montana and Wyoming, including 6 convenient Billings area locations: The Heights, Rimrock Mall, Rimrock Mini Mall, King Avenue, Lockwood, and Laurel. Adam Kimmett and Cellular Plus would like to wish Coach Wooden and Coach Pfeiffer best of luck this season. Go Yellow Jackets!
Yeah. Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Ken Adelblue talking with Kevin Whitten, the head coach for the Montana State Billings women's team, coming off a nice 72-67 home win to open up the Great Northwest Athletic Conference portion of their schedule with the win over St. Martin's. One thing I know that when you take a look at the statistics, really in many areas, you know, it probably wasn't as close a game as maybe the score would indicate, you know, in terms of particularly shooting there from beyond the arc. You did a great job from the free throw line. Actually, they did as well. But one area that I know that probably didn't go as well as you'd like would have been rebounding. You got out rebounded 41-29. But taking a look at that, I thought a lot of those were some of those loose ball rebounds, particularly in the first half. I thought you kind of, in the second half, you evened that out a little bit even.
Yeah, I think they definitely were a half step faster than us. They got some of those loose balls. You know, as long as the rebounding's pretty close, even, you know, within five or six, you know, we're not the biggest team out there, so we just can't get beat pretty soundly on the boards. And to lose the boards by 12 but yet come out on top is impressive for us. One thing I do like is that the tempo, I think, favored us. We had more shot attempts than them. The game didn't stop a lot. There wasn't a lot called. Both teams, I think, shot under 20 free throws. So kind of some strange things statistically there, but the big thing is we ended up with more points.
I think, you know, we've talked about it, and I have to bring it up about every week. Of course, the loss of Chantel early in the season. It was nice to have Rachel Hansen back for this game. She got in 12 minutes for you in some limited action, I know, because of the injury to the face. But it does appear that these girls are starting to figure out, you know, how to get those open shots, how to get those open looks, how to make those big defensive plays, even with Chantel out of the lineup.
Yeah, it just takes time, and I think they're adjusting to it. And Rachel, you know, didn't practice those last two or three days before, and just really got her mask the day of the game. Didn't think she was going to play, but the doctor said that she wasn't going to hurt it any worse. And so the minutes she gave were inspirational to all of us. We needed that, and hopefully after her surgery, this week she'll be able to, you know, get better faster. But we have to just do things with balance and committee. One of the big reasons we won that game to me was that Kayla Ryan was able to effectively pass the ball from the double team as the game progressed and got us some shots there. And then, like you said earlier, I think defensively we played well as a team in the second half.
Yeah, I don't think there was any question that with Kayla coming off the Great Northwest Athletic Conference Player of the Week, they really keyed on her, didn't they? Because there were a lot of double teams. Seems like every time you got the ball inside to her, they were really collapsing on her. So the ability to hit that outside shot was really key for you. And again, that's one of the reasons you like to have a good post player, because when they start keying on her, other things open up.
Yeah, and they didn't do their double teaming a couple different ways, so... Excuse me. It was really Kayla's read, and it took her a little bit of time, but she's a very smart player, and she did a nice job with that. And at the same time, we need her to continue to be aggressive with the ball. We need her to get her shot attempts, too.
Talk about the games coming up this weekend. Obviously, you know, arguably the toughest road trip of the year, certainly in terms of the travel schedule and what have you. The time change heading off to Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage obviously doesn't get any easier this week.
No, well, it's a difficult trip just because of the length and how long it takes to get there, and you're changing two-hour time zones. So, but we make it every year, and you might as well make it early. So we're playing a great team in Anchorage that went to the Elite Eight the last 2 years and returns a lot of players and is just reloaded. So we know that they're very talented and will be very tough to play up there. And then Fairbanks has a new coach, so we don't know too much about them. But that will be the second game, and we're just going to give it our very best, and hopefully we can come out with at least one win, and if not, two.
Really is a game of tempo. Of course, we talk about that all the time. I remember that great Anchorage team that came down here last year, really nearly pulled off the upset here at home. What a great game that was. When you take a look at that, but they seem to like to, at least that game, they played at a slightly slower tempo. Is one of the keys to winning, even though you're on the road, maybe getting the tempo up a little bit against that very good team?
Not against Anchorage. They probably have the top point guard in the league, and Nikki Taylor. They're much faster than last year. They don't rely as much on the inside game with Rebecca Kapinski, that All-American. She's graduated. They have great depth, so they can play really in your face 94 feet of the time. And I think in watching them so far that they're more up-tempo than they've been in the past. And not to say that we won't play that way as well, but I think they do have a little bit more depth than they're at home. So we just kind of have to take what's with us and take good shots. And if we do that, you never know.
Coach's Show with Kevin Wooden. On the third part of the Coach's Show, we're actually going to be talking with one of the players for the Montana State Billings Yellow Jackets as they get set to take on these very good Alaska schools, Alaska Fairbanks and Alaska Anchorage, this Thursday and Saturday. Coach Wooden, best of luck to you this week.
Thank you.
Sign up with Sign Pro. Let the people know.
Trust Sign Pro. From banners to illuminated cabinets, dimensional signs and letters, custom designs and logos, to wide format color printing and neon. With their top quality cutting edge signage, they have the knowledge to make your first impression a lasting one. So go ahead, create an impact for your business. Sign up with Sign Pro today. 259-3200.
Sign up with Sign Pro.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Coaches Show. Bit of a change of pace today as we talk with one of the players for Montana State Billings, a junior in the very, very, had a great year so far, Mandy Jacobs. Mandy, you know, it's interesting. You started out with two seniors this year. You lose the great Chantel Marcus, and I know Rachel has had some injury problems as of late. From that standpoint, being a junior, obviously a little bit more of a leadership role put on your shoulders this year.
Yeah, it definitely is, and I think that every person on the team has had to step up just a little bit more and take more of a leadership role. Even if you're a freshman, you have to contribute a little bit more each game.
So. You know, it's interesting when you take a look at it. And, you know, I think you never know how good somebody is until you lose them. And I think we all knew Chantel Marcus was good, but we didn't know how good until you lost her. And, it is what it is. You can't cry about it. Life goes on. But you did struggle early on. But it does appear that this team is starting to find ways to win even without Chantel, because I think the last few games really have stepped it up.
Yeah, we definitely have. And we've kind of had to change our strategy a little bit. You know, we were really a fast team with Chantel. And we've kind of had to slow down just a little bit sometimes and run more of a set offense, which we kind of don't like to do, but we've become a little better at that, and I think that's helped a lot.
One thing I really liked about the game the other day against St. Martin's is I think there's like really four key points to a game. The start, you know, and you got off to a slow start, and so, but that's, at least if you get off to a slow start, there's time to adjust. But what I really like those other 3 points is the end of the second half, or even the first half, you guys were very, very strong. The end of the start of the second half, you took that momentum in. I thought those were real key in for from the standpoint of you coming out on top.
Definitely. I mean, we always talk about you want to have a good push the last part of the second half every game, or the first half every game, and first 3 minutes of the second half are really key important. If you can get a 5-point jump in that first part of the second half, it sets you up for the last 5 minutes of the game.
This is a tough road trip, though. I mean, you know, this is no way to, you know, sugarcoat it. I don't care if you weren't even playing any good teams. This would be a tough road trip, but you're playing on two very, very good teams, particularly the second game when you end up taking on Anchorage. I know one of the best teams in the country. Obviously, even as good as you were against St. Martin's, I suspect you have to even step it up even more on the road.
Oh, definitely. On the road. It's always tough on the road no matter where you're at, and Alaska is definitely a tough trip. But I think we're ready. I mean, it's required maybe just a little more rest before we head up there, have a little more legs, because it's a long road trip, but I think we're ready.
All right, Mandy Jacobs, best of luck to you this weekend, and looking forward to you getting back at home. But gosh, I guess 4 straight games on the road, so best of luck to you as you get away from Alterowitz.
All right, thank you.
Mandy Jacobs, that's Yellow Jacket Coach's Show, Ken Ada Blue. Thanks, everyone.